From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The House Intelligence Committee has canceled all meetings this week as its chairman, Devin Nunes, rejects Democratic calls to recuse himself from the committee's probe into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Nunes told reporters, "Everything is political. People say a lot of things around here, and it's fine. It's politics." He spoke just moments after his colleague, ranking Democrat committee member Representative Adam Schiff, released a statement calling for Nunes to step down. Nunes said he met a source on White House grounds before making his disclosure last week that President Donald Trump was caught up in incidental surveillance. White House officials say President Trump will sign executive orders Tuesday that would effectively dismantle Obama-era environmental regulations. VOA White House correspondent Peter Heinlein reports.
Trump will go to the headquarters of the Environmental Protection Agency to issue orders suspending or canceling several Obama-era rules and regulations. Spokesman Sean Spicer calls it an effort to boost domestic fossil fuel energy production.
This order will help keep energy and electricity affordable, reliable, and clean in order to boost economic growth and job creation.
Environmentalists have reacted with alarm to Trump's climate policies. The Sierra Club's Lena Moffitt says they take our country in exactly the wrong direction. A White House official briefing journalists Monday defended the new orders, saying they'll get EPA back to its core mission of protecting clean air and clean water. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the White House.
Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Chief is calling on Iraq's military and a U.S.-led coalition to review their tactics in the battle against the Islamic State group in Mosul, warning that they should not fall into what he called the militants' trap of endangering civilians. Zayed Raad al-Hussein issued a statement Tuesday. The UN says at least 307 people were killed and 273 others wounded between February 17th and March 22nd in western Mosul. It attributed the casualties to all sides involved in the fight for western Mosul, Iraqi and coalition airstrikes, as well as Islamic State shelling and improvised explosive devices. Mark Amilly is the U.S. Army Chief of Staff.
We don't know with certainty what caused the explosion. There were coalition airstrikes in the vicinity that day and previous days, but we don't know with certainty whether a coalition strike caused those civilian casualties or not.
The deadliest single incident happened March 17th in western Mosul's Old City. South Korean officials say salvage crews have found a body that may be one of the missing victims of a 2014 ferry disaster that killed more than 300 people. The Maritime Ministry said the remains were found in the area where crews raised the ship's wreckage last week. The ferry capsized in April 2014 with 476 people on board, many of them high school students, as the ship was traveling from Incheon to the holiday resort of Jeju Island. A total of 304 people died in what is one of the country's worst maritime disasters. Rescue workers recovered the bodies of all but nine of the dead before the government called off underwater searches in November 2014. The United Nations began negotiations Monday on an international nuclear weapons ban, which is opposed by countries that already possess nuclear weapons. Proponents of the ban see nuclear arms as a threat to global security and warn that the weapons can have catastrophic effects if used. More than 120 nations voted last year in favor of launching the treaty talks. UN High Representative for Disarmament Affairs Kim Won-soo said nuclear weapons pose an existential threat to humanity and that the need for disarmament has never been so urgent. South African anti-apartheid activist Ahmed Kathrada, who spent many years imprisoned alongside Nelson Mandela, has died at the age of 87. Kathrada's foundation announced Tuesday he died at a Johannesburg hospital after a short illness following brain surgery. His activism against white minority rule in South Africa led to his 1964 conviction in a trial that sent Kathrada to prison. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.